Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting 8th. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Yost reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Francona. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Temple moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Temple scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Francona moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Delahaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Larry juggles the ball. That's an error on Larry. Delahaz moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Temple strikes out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. De La Haas scores. There goes Bell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Cash reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas fields it and throws to third for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. De La Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Don Newcomb now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. There goes Fernandez trying to get to home. Keogh throws the ball into Aspromonte, who relays the ball to Romano, who tags Fernandez, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Maxwell moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Dave Sisler now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. De La Haz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing center field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Pete Burnside now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Francona bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Keene moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside bunts towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnside for the out. Chrisley moves to second. One out. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Chrisley scores. Yost moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Eddie Yost. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Hank Foyles now catching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. De La Hoz takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. De La Hoz moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.